And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seawing, member FDIC. A plea agreement has been reached in a high-profile Michigan embezzlement case involving the wife of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. 38-year-old Stephanie Chatfield admitted guilt to a single felony count of embezzlement involving between $200 and $1,000 from a nonprofit organization. Under the agreement, she is expected to receive probation, and the conviction will be dismissed if she successfully completes its terms. Prosecutors will also drop two additional embezzlement charges involving larger amounts. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th in Lansing. Court documents indicated no restitution will be required because the nonprofit known as the Peninsula Fund is no longer in existence. Stephanie and Lee Chatfield were both charged in 2024. Lee Chatfield, however, continues to face 15 criminal counts and is currently scheduled to stand trial in September. And a proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of health care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. The measure would require health care providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal contracts such as mortgages, or casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 and older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care without fear of a disclosure. The bill remains in committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and minors' medical privacy rights. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor and a brief public service announcement.
Hey, Frank, do you know what this week is?
Is it something sweet?
Well, yes, Frank. It's Michigan's Sugar Festival in Sebring. There are garage sales, a golf tournament, grand parade, kids' games, midway carnival rides, music, food, entertainment, and fireworks. And did you know our own Bayport State Bank is a sponsor of the Michigan Sugar Festival in Sebring and is the official sponsor of the Sugar Slicer Golf Outing?
So the whole family's going?
Yes, it will be fun for the whole family. I can't wait to go.
And the possums too?
Oh, Frank, no. Leave those possums at home.
Bayport State Bank, with four offices to serve you in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
A wildfire can easily destroy whole homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And that was your news for this hour. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more.